I've received the most recent consignment of brandy you sent me. Thank you so much. It's an amazing gift, and we will do justice to it.
That was a word of thanks from Courbet to his friend Jules Budry, the proprietor of the Café du Centre. The two men had good reason to be friends. Budry supplied Courbet with alcohol, and it was no secret how much the latter enjoyed it. What's more, Courbet may also have supplied Budry. In July 1875, Courbet had no less than 62 litres of brandy delivered from France by the barrel, followed in December, just 5 months later, by another 52 litres. It seems likely that at least some of it was destined for Budry. Their friendship has been immortalized in local legend. One day, Courbet was alerted to the arrival of French tax inspectors who had come to confiscate his works. With Budry's help, he hid 140 of his canvases in a large empty barrel in the café cellar. To add insult to injury, legend has it that the inspectors apparently drank wine from the barrel in question. Practical joker that he was, Budry had cleverly hooked up a smaller barrel to the stopper of the larger one. Courbet's celebrated table at the Café du Centre has been preserved too, since it was so much a part of his life in La Tour de Paix. Dr. Collin was another person who knew Courbet well. Having treated the artist in 1869, Collin was called to his bedside and stayed with him for the last few days of his life. On the day he died, December 31st, 1877, Collin wrote to author Camille Lemonnier. Lemonnier also knew the painter and had devoted a work to him 9 years previously. The letter offers key insights into Courbet's life in Switzerland. In it, Collin writes, "The residents of La Tour de Paix will long remember this late-night denizen of the cafés who could never decide it was time to go home." Courbet loved café life. Shortly before his death, he even painted the sign for the Café du Soleil in Nyon. He loved putting the world to rights in cafés, playing dominoes with a few friends, or simply being a fixture there. As Collin writes, "I found out that he'd often been taken in by those he met. He was a trusting fellow and couldn't resist the pleasure of flattery."